Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. Não faz questão e nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. O infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, eu quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. O infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, senão vou querer quem sou. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Meu bem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Oh, oh, oh. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on
Right, that was good. That was okay.
Yeah.
No, I disagree. No, we got to do it again. Hello, guys? Can we get another take of that? That was unacceptable. Come on. You can do better. Oh, man. And I can do better, too. I'm sorry, folks. I had some technical difficulties getting the show up and running, but we should have a chat room going now. We have some callers on the line. It's in the Bay doing Mayhem with Vince in the Bay. This show is the music tonight is curated by my friend Mayhem, who I gave the keys to my account earlier today, and he tweeted out some musical selections. So I picked the three that I liked the best, And I'm going to play them tonight. And in between chit-chat about whatever is on your mind, it's only a half-hour show. And I want to thank COG, Doc Spin, several guest listeners, iBots, Wrestle League Radio Live, and Stirrup Jock. Thank you for joining me. Folks there at Wrestle League Radio, can you, or iBots, can one of you confirm or deny, please, do I sound okay? Am I Patriot Gregging? Any problems? Problems out there with the audio. I was having some trouble on Oz Candy's show, and it's good. Okay, we're good. Great. All right, well, I'm going to go to the phone lines. I got. Looks like I have Black Messiah with me. Go ahead, Black Messiah. You're on with Vince in the Bay.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, bro. You know, I was over at I Has Candy's show, and I was trying to hang out and have a good time, and they were having, like, a serious discussion about different cases and how each one is different, but yet I Has Candy knows how, apparently. And I didn't really want to go on there and talk about Forsaken, but, you know, without going into detail, I basically told him that he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's purely speculating. He's being exactly what he's presenting himself to be, a tinfoil conspiracy theorist, and people should just shut up and just leave, you know,
yeah.
He's got his opinion. That's fine. He's obviously he's entitled to his opinion. I tend to disagree with it. I've been following this cybercrime shit for ever since I became a cybercriminal, and I can tell you I've paid it close enough attention to different cases to know that every single case is different. There's so many different variables and parameters, and it's, you can't judge two of them together at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't. Apparently, he did not appreciate that.
You know, it was ridiculous, that whole show. I mean, it's weird. It started with a specific request to not talk about this one thing, and then that's followed by 30 minutes of talking about this one thing.
That's ridiculous. That's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
But whatever. It's his show. That's how he's going to be. You guys should just boycott. That's what I did. I said, fuck it. I'll just do my own show then. I don't care. I'm gonna play some Latin music and just take calls and have fun for a half an hour, and then, you know, I'll get my fill of BTR and I can go to bed. Actually,
yeah.
I have to go. I don't know if you heard. I have to go fill up the car with gas. But I actually have to work tonight. I have to go to work, and right when the show ends, I'm just going to put down the microphone and change and walk out the door, gas up the car, and go do some and work.
You're kind of breaking up there.
Is it bad? Am I breaking up really bad?
I couldn't hear the last half a sentence there, but...
Oh, it doesn't matter. You know what? You didn't miss anything.
It's kind of spotty at times, like right there.
Okay, you know what? If it happens three more times, tell me, and I'll just switch to my phone. My phone is more stable. I don't have to do this sexy voice microphone bullshit. It's a free show, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to another call. Go ahead, caller. Unscreened, you're on there.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, who's that?
NASA Press Office.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the NASA Press Office is here. The NASA Press Office, of course, it regulates propaganda out of the NASA, whatever, out of NASA. And today I hooked them up with the Devils. The Devils, who are the arch nemesis of, if any of you played Ninja Town, the Devils and the zombie ninjas are the enemies of the ninjas. And, of course, they did some recon, and they occupy Ninja Town. And, of course, NASA is always updating their satellite data sets, and I helped them connect with the Devils, who have altered the Ninja Town satellite data set. Were you able to recapture new satellite photos of Ninja Town?
Actually, they sent them to me, and we were going to put them on Google Earth, but they started saying stupid shit, so we actually put them on the blacklist. So they're not allowed to space.
Wait,
anymore.
You put the Devils on the blacklist?
Well, for now, because they all they did.
Okay,
was
you know
send
what?
Us,
you know what? I have a poll. I you know what? I know I know some people at Google. I can get the devil's whitelisted like that. Do you want Google to beat you to this? Do you want Google to beat you to this?
Do I want? I fucking own Google. I'm NASA. What the fuck are you talking about?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Google rents space from you, bro. They lease it back to you at 5%.
Yeah, because we own the space. They have to rent it from us. We're fucking NASA. We own anything out of Earth.
I disagree. Google owns you, therefore they own Earth.
No, they buy our shit.
All right,
from
fine.
Us.
Just try me. Try me. Yeah. Try me. You know what? I'm going to Google Earth first. I'm going to Google first. If they say no, I'm going to the Russians, and you're not going to like that. You're not going to like that if I go to the Russians.
Then we're going to use Johnson Space Center as a botnet against your connection.
Well, you're already trying, and you're failing.
Failing at what? I haven't even tried to do anything.
Look, I know what you kids are up to. We've got people watching you guys. We monitor all your comms. Don't act like you don't. Just don't. You know what? Just go back to watching. You know what? Just go back to watching Naughty America or Brazers or whatever, Twisties, whatever. You've got so many goddamn. You know your intern who's MacBook Pro.
That was a hoax. You fucking did that. We analyzed it.
No. You know
what? Flags were waving.
This is pure pop. Now see this psyop right here.
Dude, that would fuck the shit out of Beyonce.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I thought I heard like a robot voice for a second there.
That was Black Messiah. Your Christ on with us.
No, I see him. I'm actually in PC right now, so I can see him. I think I can. Maybe that's a gist.
Oh, you're monitoring PC?
No, that's real. That's real.
You're monitoring CTC. Why is that?
CTC?
Don't be stupid with me, soldier.
I don't know what CTC is.
Okay, you know what? Thanks for calling NASA press office. Get a clue. That's it. You know what? I was going to give it to them for free, and I'm going to tell my handsome devil that we're going to go to Google. If Google doesn't give us at least 50 Bitcoin, we are going to the Russians. Putin has already said that he will put down 2,800 bitcoins. All right, let's take another call. AnCap Dialect, you're on. What's up?
What's up, dude? A long time no see, man. I can't believe you're actually doing a show, dude.
Well, I didn't mean to. I was on IHAS Candy's show and got kicked off, and I wanted my BTR fixed, so I said, fuck it, I'm going to do my own half show. What's up? What's on your mind?
I was just saying hi and everything like that. So what are you guys talking about? Let's get into the topics right now.
Have you been listening?
Not really.
Yeah, you should lurk more. 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's go to the phone lines. This might be Spyco. Is that you, Spyco? Hello? Caller. Caller from the 832 area code.
Hey, this is Spyco. What's going on?
Nothing much, dude. I'm hanging out with Nigger Christ, and I got...
Nigger Christ? Oh, dude, I didn't know. I just called in.
Yeah, dude, I got booted from IHAS Candy's show, so...
Why? You got booted from IHAS Candy's show? What happened?
Oh, I don't know. I told the truth.
You told the truth? All right, well, that's good. That's... All right, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened, but, you know, just chills and, like, beats and, like, dog, you know, get high.
Totally. All right, let's take another call. Go ahead, caller. Unscreened, you're on the air. Who's this?
What's up, my niggas?
Nothing much, dude. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Not much. I was in there for the Candy show, but what's your show about then? By the way, it's KX.
KX. My show tonight is I am butthurt from being booted from IHAS Candy's show for stating my opinion. And so I decided to do my own show and dedicate the music to my friend Mayhem, who curated my Twitter account today. And if you click my timeline, you'll find some cool Latin tracks, and I'm playing them right now. And here's one of them. It's called Sabotage. The band is called Sabotage. You'll like this, KX1.
Thank you.
Three, four, seven. 727-726-7667. It's Vince of the Bay. We'll be right back after these messages from Sabotage.
Deus Pai, Deus Filho, Deus Espírito Santo, Deus pode, Deus ordena, Deus cura, Deus elevante, leva celestial, Vista Santíssima, Imaculada Conceição, Senhor do Bom Fim, meu bom Jesus da Lapa, que te livre de tudo que for ruim, da praga do mal vizinho, da inveja e da ambição, quebra a força do inimigo, sem força eu poder te ofender, nem de noite, nem de dia, no fim do meio-dia, sete anjos te acompanha, sete velas te alumia com as três velas bendas da Santíssima Trindade, é o Pai, é o Filho de Vista Espírito Santo, meu Jesus. Glória a Deus nas alturas, homem na terra de vontade. Se é curado, se é fortalecer seu corpo, pois por toda noite não é poder. Em nome do Pai, em nome do Filho, Santo Jesus. Com dois tributários, com três filhos. Em nome do Pai, em nome do Santo Jesus. Deus te salve, casa santa, onde Deus fez a morada. Onde Deus fez a morada. Jesus Nazaré.
Sou da favela, tô aqui, sabotagem. Sem certo lugar, ligeiro, criminalidade. Eu tô de pé, pum, nariz pro pescoço. É. Desgosto, porque aqui não tem socorro, é impressionante. É tipo Pirituba na Mirante. Não sou chinês, às vezes fumei, sou fumante. Um câncer da sul, humildade é minha lei. Aqui, sabotagem não é viagem, o que sei. Então vai, vai, vê que Jesus é a luz. A humildade é que conduz, pra que o rap reproduza o crime. Quem não é creme, eu faço parte também. Cada lugar um lugar, cada lugar uma lei. Okay? Só não dever pra ninguém, porém. Respeito é pra quem tem, pra quem tem, pra quem tem. Respeito é pra quem tem, pra quem tem, pra quem tem. Respeito é pra quem tem, pra quem tem, pra quem tem. Respeito é pra quem tem, pra quem tem, pra quem tem. Respeito é pra quem tem. Tá cruel, Deus do céu. Gosto do fel, não é doce como mel. Eu vejo um carro, desenvolve a mil e sai. Pelo que sei, os homens vão atrás. Pôr a mão no fogo pela lei, não jamais. Sistema cão, mandou meu irmão e vários pro jai, deixando os santos por aí. Tristes e infelizes, não quero comentar, mas vi. E o que vi não quis, não deu pra interferir. Somente redimir, é o fim que está por vir. Não desacredite, é o apocalipse. É o pastor, o herege, finado chó. Morreu metendo cano, aquele tinha febre. Caba da peste, aos 17, o da Odeste, é, ficou no decanato. Comento fato até hoje, relato com nonato. Humano, sujeito e bem conceituado. De boa, já, tô sempre moringando e sei que vou além. Faz fraternidade sem tirar ninguém. Mas pode ter certeza, respeito é pra quem tem. Pra quem tem, pra quem tem. Respeito é pra quem tem. Pra quem tem, pra quem tem. Respeito é pra quem tem, pra quem tem, pra quem tem. Respeito é pra quem tem, pra quem tem, pra quem tem. Respeito é pra quem tem, pra quem tem, pra quem tem.
E bola logo esse fininho, lembra? Sentiu firmeza, quero a paz, aprecio o tema, sem medo de errar. No muro eu vejo vários caras, putz que raiva. Também só deixaram falhas em várias áreas. Tô no peão, tô no mundão. Humildade aqui, pode crer, prevalecer. Erro não. Essa botagem, sermão, deda dizia um montão. Ligeiro com os homens, quem tem fragante esconde. A casa cai sempre, maldade já se tem no pente. Opa, vou pelos becos, se pá, desapareço. Pois eu já sei qual é que é. Os tiras entraram numas. Revista até mulher, tá pro que der e vier no extremo. Qualquer um é o suspeito, não tem dó e nem respeito. Negocia qualquer dinheiro, ninguém pode aguentar. Nem Superman, vi vários manos entrar, sem pra ninguém. Na detenção, se não achar o seu lugar, sofre também. Aí ladrão, veja bem, a qualquer quebrada que tiver, e assim também. Ei, respeito é pra quem tem. Respeito é pra quem tem, pra quem tem, pra
respeito
quem,
é pra quem tem.
Tem,
pra quem tem.
Respeito é pra quem tem, pra quem tem, pra quem
respeito
tem.
Respeito é pra quem tem, pra quem tem.
Respeito é pra quem tem, pra quem tem.
Muito bem, dona. Nossa, viu?
Obrigadão.
Viu?
Thank you.
And we're back, I think. Black Messiah, are you there?
Yeah.
What'd you think of that track, Brazilian Hip Hop?
It's pretty good.
Spyko, what'd you think of that Brazilian Hip Hop, yo?
Sounding like Mexicans not mowing the lawn.
All right, that's insulting. You're back on hold. Time out, 2 minutes, Spyko. Let's go to another blocked number. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? What'd you think of that tune?
Oh, that was a good song, even though I couldn't understand the lyrics. I liked the melody of it.
If you go down into my timeline on my Twitter, you can find it. Figure it out. Google is your friend. Let's take another caller. Unscreened. Caller, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Joe, man.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show, Joe.
How's it going, man? Nice song. You're a bit of a music guy, aren't you? I notice you always tweeting music and really more into it than most. That's kind of your thing, isn't it?
I'd like to think I have an eclectic taste in music, and I've been around long enough, been exposed to enough bands, both live and through the internet, that I've cultivated a taste. And I think some of the bands I like overlap with other people's interests. And you know, in this highly partisan environment, I think one of the few common grounds we have left is music.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And it's good to have it on tonight. At least there's some content and not just vapid gossip. I did want to call in and thank you for giving me just a huge belly laugh. I know you didn't do it on purpose, but you just never fail me, Vince. You always keep me laughing, man.
Yeah, my mother trolled me. My mother trolled me on my own show.
Oh, it was fucking hysterical. Fucking
great.
But
now you see where I get it. See, you get it now, right? You see where I get it from?
Yep. You're just a hapless guy and stuff. You're just bumbling around and things happen to you.
You know what? My favorite passage in the story in the Bible is the book of Job, because I can relate to Job more than any character in the Bible.
Yeah, I was actually liking it. I was bored listening to the I decided to tune into the show, and I don't know Candy real good, and I think it'd be tacky to sit here and talk shit about him when he's not here, but I was bored out of my mind.
I already talked shit about him, dude. Dude.
I'm bored out of my mind with those gossipy, babbling, rambling about Anonymous, you know, or hackers or whatever. You know, it's just fucking boring.
Bro, you're preaching to the choir. Dude, I did that show for 4 years. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's hard to come up with content or whatever. And then also, you know, we're all hosts or have hosted a BTR show. You know that you have control over the caller. You have control over the path of this show. And to sit there and get mad at your callers and essentially take your internet
right.
And go,
You're right. Hey, Joe, I hate to cut you off, but, you know, this is a free show. It's 30 minutes. We're pretty much over. I think we're going into overtime right now. So what I want to do is, Joe, just stay right there. I'm going to go around the horn. This is essentially a podcast, okay? This is, you know, that happened to be that the first 30 minutes were live. But we still have Nigger Christ here. What's up, Nigger Christ? Nigger Christ, am I talking to myself? Let me bring Joe back. Joe, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
Okay. All right, Joe. Okay, you're with me. Good. Okay. So before we wrap this up, why don't we do this? How about you tell me, plug your show, tell us when it's happening next and where and how we can get in touch with you.
Well, I usually do a show every other weekend, so that would be a week from this Sunday or Saturday. Actually, Saturday turned out to work better. I'm trying to talk to Revel about doing something with him after Christmas. But do a couple more lighthearted shows around this time of year. I'm bound and determined to get rid of the negativity till after Christmas. I mean, I had my Jim Jams all messed up last week and got that all out, and now I just want to kind of – I like this time of year. I want to have a good attitude and have some fun and just – you know, I'm not going to pay attention to the negative bullshit and get mired down in it. It's the Joe Prince broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. about every other weekend. Probably going to move to Saturdays instead of Sundays because it would get more people turn out then.
Yeah, you know, I think weekend afternoon shows are great because that's when usually people are relaxing and they're watching a game or something and they're just doodling on their phone and their computer. And, you know, I get diverted by it. I get tired of watching college football nonstop. And, hey, Joe Pritch is having a show, and, you know, Lee Stranahan called in, and they're bitch-slapping each other on the air. You know, that's entertaining.
Yeah, all right, man. I appreciate it. Go get that car gassed up, okay, buddy?
I will, man. Thank you. Thank you very much, Joe Pritch. KX, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Vince, we'll let you know anytime. You can feel free to host one of your music shows for a longer show online. Just let me know. And as well, I have a serious show coming up tomorrow for Bring Bo Home. I'll be having several guests come in from the Czech organization that's running bringbohome.com as well. So it's going to be a serious topic. That will be tomorrow. At
serious
7.
Business tomorrow with KX1. I love it. Spyco, final thoughts. Spyco.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, Spyco, final thoughts.
Vince, do you have a gag reflex? Because I hope you don't. And I'm thinking of you all night, every night, and all day, every day. And when you get on Tiny Chat, I want you to know I masturbate underneath the table while you're looking me directly in the eyes. I masturbate under the table, Vince, while you're looking at me directly in the eyes. Also, the gag reflex thing. If you don't have a gag reflex, how far can you take a dick?
All right, appreciate the call as always. And last but not least, Black Messiah, your final thoughts.
Hey, yo, tell your sister I'll be over tomorrow. Stay Gucci, nigga. Tape dropping December 31st. Black Messiah, nigga.
And that's going to do it. I'm your host, Vince of the Bay. Thank you for tuning in. This has been a fantastical adventure. Once again, thank you, Joe Pritch, KX1, Spyco, and Nigger Christ for helping me out here, and here's one more track curated by my friend El Brujo, we'll call him El Brujo. This is for you, El Brujo. This is Matador on Mayhem Radio.